This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The quarterback joins me again to talk about all of his touchdowns. Not all of them. I mean, we'll be here for 20 hours. 400 touchdowns last week. Danny Amendola gives it to, you know, person in the front row. I saw you kind of tell around you wanted that ball. You end up getting it back. You remember who caught you?
I didn't get it back. The Hall's got it.
Well, the Hall's got it. You're eventually going to get that ball. All right? Yeah, I know Robert wants it in the Hall.
It should be there.
You remember who caught your first touchdown. We talked about this, right? Terry Glenn, special player.
Yeah. On a delay route. Corner route.
That's right. Nice little play action.
Sweet.
Right?
Yeah. Good play.
I played with Terry. That's how old you are. That's how old you're getting. You know?
Terry was a great player. Yeah. I love playing with Terry.
Do you feel bad that things never really came together for him? Because from a skill set, he's probably one of the best guys I've ever played with.
Yeah. And we played against him when he was at Ohio State, and he had an incredible skill set. I mean, his burst, his quickness, his hands. He caught some balls that, you know, I still remember the way that he caught him at angles and turning his hands, you know, in weird directions to catch balls. But he was an amazing talent.
Who's caught the most touchdowns from you?
Gronk. Saw that on the screen.
How's he helped you?
I mean, he's just...
Besides the physical size of it, Buzz Lightyear.
He's amazing. His ability to catch the ball away from his body. I mean, now we're doing different things with splitting him out. It's thing is challenging for the defense to find him. And we put him in the backfield. We split him out at receiver. He's been a tight end spot. We have a lot of different personnel packages. So he's just been an incredible player for our team. I mean, his attitude, his enthusiasm. I mean, you should watch when we run the ball then or someone else makes a play. Gronk's as excited as anybody else. So it's not just about Gronk catching touchdowns. It's about us scoring. And, you know, Gronk's always pumping his fist. And, you know, it's a cool thing to see for a guy, you know, that's caught as many touchdowns as him, is excited when other guys catch him as well. So
I think it's the protein that kind of oozes out of his system. Too many of those shakes. I go down the list, and I can sit here and go through the whole list, but number 9 sticks out to me because I played with the guy too, which also ages me and you. Troy Brown sits there at number 9.
Yeah.
How important was he, not only obviously to your first Super Bowl win, he catches the underneath, you know, cutter, sets you up for the field goal, but the type of catches and the type of, you know, big plays he's made throughout his career.
Yeah, I learned so much from Troy over the years and watching him play and practice. And Troy was always the underdog. You know, no one thought that Troy could ever accomplish what he accomplished here. And not only was he one of the best receivers to ever play the position, I mean, what he did for us at critical moments, you know, running, blocking kicks and running them back for touchdowns, or playing defense and intercepting balls, and certainly making the biggest plays in the Super Bowl. And he was my go-to guy, so... And I loved everything about Troy, his attitude, his work ethic. He set an example every day for our guys, what it means to be a Patriot. So,
what about a guy like David Givens?
D-Giv was just a great physical talent. He came in a 6th-round pick. No one thought he'd be anything. You know, played in like a wing tee offense at Notre Dame. We got him. I knew he was going to be a great player in the preseason. He was catching balls underneath on juke routes and breaking tackles. And I think he had an incredible streak at one point, you know, the amount of catches and then being able to make first downs on those catches. So he was just, unfortunately, I didn't get to play with him as long as I would have wanted to, but he was a great receiver and caught a lot of touchdowns, caught a lot of big catches at big times and breaking tackles. He was phenomenal.
Now, 4A, I do a television show with him. He thinks he's the best looking receiver you've ever had.
Might be.
Give me something on 4A.
Christian, man, he was just so savvy, had great quick feet. He wasn't the fastest, but he had really good speed, and he could separate from guys. And
Wiggy? I mean, I played with Wiggy, too. I mean,
he was faster than Wiggy. He was a little faster than Wiggy.
That's not saying much.
Wiggy had some big games.
Yeah, he did.
Wiggy had a few big games at big times, certainly in the Snow Bowl.
They plucked that ball. They knew how to get
it. They do. And Christian had very good body control. I mean, he would catch balls, like, in the corner end zone and contort his body and get his feet down and, I mean, had some huge catches for us in games. And, you know, we got him, and he was later in his career, and he was just a great talent for our team. And, you know, I loved playing with him.
I'm going to say two more names. Now, obviously, Randy, you broke a ton of records with Randy.
Yeah.
Bethel Johnson, fast from a speed perspective. Randy had a different speed. Bethel did, too. Could you overthrow either one of those two guys?
They were tough. Bethel had some big catches for us. I remember Seattle game when he dove and caught a ball on a 3rd and long, and we just could never find really a role for him. But he was, I mean, he reminds me of those Tesla cars that just go zoom right from the time you step on the gas. He was like from the moment that the ball was snapped, it was like he was 8 yards into the defense. So caught a big touchdown in the Tennessee game, in the playoff game on a cover two, ran right through the middle. And he was open by like 10 yards. So he was a, you know, incredible talent.
All right, there's like 18 other guys that have caught at least one. Guys like Larry Centers, Ocho Cinco, Charles Johnson, Tom Ashworth, tackle eligible.
Tom, I remember that against the Bucks.
Vrabel, right? I mean, you guys are Vrabel.
Got a lot of them.
Yeah,
Vrabel was a machine. Now down in Houston, he's teaching J.J. Watt all his tricks. I'm like, Vrabel has 13 receptions and 13 touchdowns. I don't think that'll ever be broken.
Well, hopefully, we'll be sitting here next year talking about 450 and then 500, and I'll get some more gray hair, and you get some different colored hats, and we can sell those too.
That's the deal.
All right, man. Have a good year the rest of the year, buddy. It's good seeing you as always.
Appreciate it.
All right, there's Tom Brady, your quarterback. More Patriots All Access right after this.